We're talking with Lisley Kashgarian, who is the executive director of the National Priorities Project. She had been planning to speak in Albany in the coming weeks with Women Against War, but unfortunately, like many other events, due to the coronavirus, that has been postponed. But Lindsay, why don't you just start off by giving us an introduction to what is the National Priorities Project?
Yes, National Priorities Project was founded in Western Massachusetts just over 35 years ago. A few friends were noticing local programs that were cutting services or shutting down. And when they went to look at why, they discovered that it was the early years of Ronald Reagan and the military budget was going way up and the budget, the federal budget for everything else was going way down. And so ever since then, the National Priorities Project has worked to educate citizens and residents about where our federal dollars go, where your tax dollars go, and what you can do to change those priorities.
Now, of course, right at the moment, we're facing this pandemic and a lot of strain being placed on hospitals and the medical care system, the need for $2 trillion worth of economic bailout, unemployment, you know, rent type issues. So is this a good moment to sort of examine exactly, you know, where are we investing our dollars? Should it be invested so heavily in the military or should we more be, you know, invested in, you know, health services and other safety net programs?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Of course, we know that Congress passed one, as you said, $2 trillion stimulus bill last week, and we're expecting to see another one in the relatively near future. But what we know is that for many decades, the United States has invested heavily in our military capabilities. We have the biggest and by far the best funded military in the world. And we've done that to the detriment of other things. And one of those things has been, of course, our healthcare system, but public health in particular. And for instance, we know that the priorities just from February, right before this kind of all broke into most of our consciousness, the Trump budget that was released on February 10th proposed over the next 5 years, proposed a 32% cut to the CDC budget. So, and we all know how much we're depending on the CDC now. So those priorities are the ones that we've been living with up until now. And of course, the question now is whether, given this new experience, you know, will we stop the path that we've been on for decades, where the Pentagon is prepared at any given time for two major ground wars, while we're not prepared for even one pandemic, even the early weeks of a pandemic, or will we learn a lesson from this and change our priorities?
We know that a couple of hospital military ships were deployed in New York City and elsewhere. Are there other resources that the military has that could be used at this point to help out the civilian population?
Yes. So we know that the military has sent two of their hospital ships, and that is a desperately needed resource right now. We also know that the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, offered 5 million masks from the Pentagon's own supply toward the pandemic effort. But what we don't know is how many more masks the Pentagon has that they aren't offering toward the pandemic effort. And so there's a big question about who's in charge here and why is the Secretary of Defense the one who's able to make these decisions, and why is that decision to withhold any of the resources that this country has and that our tax dollars have paid for now in one of the greatest crises that our nation has ever faced. So there are many other examples of that. And there's the fact that in the recent stimulus, the Pentagon got an additional $10 billion to provide services for the coronavirus with no specifications about what those services should be or what the Pentagon should do with that money. And this is an organization that has a pretty bad track record of being able to track where their dollars go.
Now, one of the issues that has come up is the, you know, what we saw during after Pearl Harbor was the United States government, you know, redirected a lot of our industrial base to produce things for the war effort. And, you know, here in the Capital District, there's been a push to have General Electric spend more of its production capacity on building ventilators, which is something that they already do. So, I mean, sort of a two-part question. One is, you know, should more of that be occurring? But I also understand from our prior conversation that this type of ordered production is something that the Pentagon actually does on a fairly routine basis.
Yes. So the Defense Production Act is something that a lot of us have just learned about or become acquainted with over the last days in the context of whether or not President Trump was actually going to use the authority to force United States industry to make things like masks and ventilators. But what many of us don't know is that the Defense Production Act is something that the administration already uses multiple times every single day. They're according to the New York Times, a recent investigation, they used it 300,000 times in a year. So this is an authority that they're using left and right when it comes to their plans to produce weapons, to produce missiles, to acquire rare metals for things for military uses. And the question of why they would hold back on using it now is it's just almost unanswerable. It's clearly a political issue, and it's clearly a demonstration of the sway and power that the military industry has over our government.
Now, we already are in a recession, and a lot of the economists are predicting that we very well may hit a depression with unemployment rates possibly as high as 30%. I would assume your group would say this is a really good moment to sort of reflect on how much money we're spending on the military, and is there better ways to spend that $700-800 billion on rebuilding our economy and helping people?
Yes, we're very much asking that question. If we go back to business as usual after this is all over, or whenever it's over, it'll be a real tragedy. We need to invest less in weapons and less in having the biggest military on earth by many, many times. And we need to invest more in things like public health and our regular healthcare. If we had a functioning healthcare system and if everyone had coverage, a lot of the questions we're seeing now about whether people would have to pay for coronavirus treatment, for example, would not be an issue. So there are so many things that we need to invest in that are really issues of life and death. And this crisis, if anything, is really just bringing that message home.
So we've been talking with Lindsay Kashgarian, who is the Executive Director of the National Priorities Project. Lindsay, if people want more information about the National Priorities Project, how best can they keep in touch with you?
You can find us at www.nationalpriorities.org.
And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.